Hello everybody, Adam at Flash Building here, and I would love to show you a finished product of what we're about to create, but I haven't created it yet. In this project, we're just going to wing it. We're going to build as we go, and I'm not going to rehearse or pre-create the application, and we'll have a better sense of the workflow that way. What we're going to make is an MP3 player that has a clickable, scrollable playlist. That way, all of the song titles and artists would be visible in a scrollable list. And each song, whether you have 5 or 300, can be clickable in that list. And I believe it could be an unlimited amount of songs in it. And the nicest thing about it is it will be XML configured. That way, somebody without Flash could use this application for their websites. So you can, as a developer, build something like this and sell it if you make it nice enough. So I'm going to be teaching everybody how to make their apps a little more modular, a little more content management system type applications, to where somebody without the actual software can manipulate it with simple text files or XML files. Let's rock and roll. You don't have to be an expert in Flash to build this with me. You can be a complete beginner. I'm going to show you everything you need to know, man. And I'm also going to release these source files for free after we get done creating it. So people that come into the lessons later on, maybe in the year, they could just snatch up the files right away. And nobody can get to the files actually right now because all of the sites are down and GoDaddy's working on the issues. So once my sites are back up, all the files will be available again. Alright, let's get to building this thing. Let's create new ActionScript 3 file. And this is going to be set up in a series because we're going to cover quite a few things, and we're going to make sure that somebody beginning can follow along with this as well. So we don't want just to fly through everything for all the experts in Flash to say, okay, I see what he's doing, good, 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 let's go. Some of you guys get too antsy. You know, just fast forward if you get impatient. Don't yell at me. Alright, so let's go into the components library. We have a new file here. I'm going to set the frame rate up to 30 just to match with you CS4 guys, because you have 30 by default. And I'm going to make the background black. Well, let's make it that gray color there. Okay, now I'm going to drag out from the components library the list. This is going to power. Pretty much it's going to power our whole MP3 player. And we're going to also add buttons later on, like play buttons, back and forth, and all that good stuff. But what we want to do here is, and I can't say for sure how many features we're going to add, but it's going to be pretty full featured. And the main focus of it is going to be this clickable playlist. So once we have this on stage, and it's highlighted, let's give it an instance name of list. Keep it simple. Now, let's right-click it. Convert to symbol, call it my whole player. That way we do this so that if you have a full Flash website, there won't be any timeline discrepancies or issues or conflicts. You can just pop this little movie clip called my whole player anywhere in your full Flash website. Or if you have an HTML website, you want to put this on a page with mingled with HTML, you can do that also. But we'll make it this way so both scenarios will work. Okay, the first thing we're going to cover is making this list component customized and rendered and designed exactly the way you want, because you might not want the cells in the list to have the regular white background with the black text on it. You might want a black background on the cells with a white text, or maybe black background with a blue text. So I'm going to show you how to do that. So first thing we'll do is double click inside of our whole player movie clip, and now here's the list component. Let's go ahead and go into the help and grab a for loop. I typed in for loop, press enter or press search, and there's a little for loop example. Let's copy that. Now let's go into the actions panel by highlighting layer 1. Actually, on layer 1, let's leave that list component by itself, and let's add a new layer by clicking Insert Layer, and we'll call this one AS3. Now on the ActionScript 3 layer, let's just lock that so we don't accidentally put anything on it. Highlight that keyframe and press F9 or go up to Window, Actions. And here we're just going to type in, let's put a stop action, because we're going to have a couple of more frames in here. There's going to be more than just this one. So we want to have a stop action first thing in our application. Now the next thing we want to do is put this for loop in that we copied from the help file there. And I like my function set up like that, so I'm going to bring that bracket up. Now here where it says trace I, so this is going to put 5 items. I'm going to have it put 10 items. Change that 5 to a 10 and remove this trace. And here we're going to type in list.addItem. And here's how we're pushing items into the list cells to render what is going to be in the list. And this is just going to be, for example's sake, this isn't going to throw our actual MP3 songs in the list, but we want to make it look the way we want it to look before we actually program it. We want to design it. So in between the add item parentheses there, we'll type in a curly bracket and a couple of spaces, another curly bracket. Let's put a space in between those there. Okay, the first thing we're going to type in is label. And this is what's going to be showing in the cell. And we'll just say label colon is equal to, the value is going to be song plus I. So all we have to do is add this I here, because I is the index of the loop. So let's go ahead and use that number. And each time the loop goes over these 10 items, it's going to increment this little I number. So this variable of I is going to reach 10 eventually when it gets to the end of the loop. But it'll have a value of 1 through 10 as it goes through the loop. So we can say song plus double quote, double quote. And in there, actually song has to be in between double quotes. Sorry. Type the word song, space, and then plus I. There we go. So that's the label it'll have on it. Let's go ahead and press Control Enter and see what happens. See? Okay, so it says song 1 starting at song 0. If you wanted to make that start at 1, you just make this a 1. Okay. So that's a good test. Now we can design this thing. Now that we have some items in it, we can look at it and actually design it the way we want it to look. Now let me stress again, this for loop is not how we're going to be adding the songs, the actual songs, to our player. This is just referencing how the player looks right now so we can design it. Let's change the width. I'm going to highlight it, change the width to, say, 300. I'm going to make it nice and wide. So let's press Control Enter. You see the effect that has. So now you have a nice little list. Each one's clickable. And when you click them, they turn blue. When you go over them, they have an over effect of light blue. And you can change all of that. I'm going to show you how to do that right now. The first thing we want to do is make those cells change from white to black. See those cells in there? So let's double click inside of the list component right now. Inside, you'll see all of the things that make up the component, and those are little movie clips that you can double click and manipulate. So let's go to the cell renderer skins, double click it, and this is the easy way to manipulate things. See the up skin? Double click that one. Right there is where you can edit it, highlight it, change it from white to black. Now go back to scene 1 or my whole player, double click into my whole player. And then press Control Enter. Now you see, I've made the cells black. And that blue effect is pretty cool, but I'm going to change that too to not be so bright. So what we'll do is, now you'll notice that on the cells you can't see the text now unless you put your mouse over it. So we can change that text color inside of the component. And by the way, this method works for most of the components. Okay, so all we have to do now is type in list list.setRenderer style, open close parenthesis, semicolon. In between the parenthesis, let's type in a set of double quotes, a comma, and the function, not the function, this variable here for the format. That's how it's going to be applied to the list component. Here we're going to type in text format. Now let's press Control Enter together to see what we have. Should be white text. There you go. Now the text doesn't show up when we have that bright blue on the over. We're going to take care of that too. I'm going to show you how to manipulate this whole thing to look exactly the way you want it, easily. Okay, let's double click inside of this list component and tweak it some more where we need to tweak it. Cell renderer skins. And the one was the over skin that was so bright. Let's go into that one. Make sure we unlock and view all items there. So you unlock, make sure you have colors in those view blocks there. Now highlight that and change it to any color you want. I'm gonna go with a custom color, maybe bluish. Yeah, let's go blue. I like a brew. I like a brew a rot. Okay, so maybe a nice dark, something like that. Okay, now let's press Control Enter. Oh yeah, oh yeah, like Mazook says. Let's go into change that color, make it a little bit darker. We want a very subtle effect, so we're not tacky. As designers, we gotta think, don't be tacky. Now look how subtle and sweet that is. As smooth as butter, baby. Now, let's close that out and go back into Cell Renderer here. And you can also change the outline that it's gonna have. I'm just gonna leave it the way it is. Now, let's go into List here. Click List, and you'll be in the List section of your movie clips of that list component. Now see the scroll bar skin? If you press Control Enter, it's almost too bright for our little design we have here now. So we can change that by double clicking inside of this control bar and just manipulate all these the way I just showed you. Let's get this one first. I'm just gonna do a couple and then you can do whatever you want. Up. We want this one first. Let's click double click that, and this is a group. Double click inside the group and it has that color on it, and it looks like it might be, have a gradient. So you go over to the color wheel. Instead of selecting here, you go to the color wheel. I think I just changed the color. Press Control Z. Yeah. But it has a gradient on it, so you don't want to change the color there. You go to the wheel, or the color palette rather. Open the color palette, and then you'll have the gradient to manipulate there. Let's make this dark black, really dark and cute, and then make the other color on the other side of the gradient dark as well. Maybe right about there. Beautiful. Now let's go back in here. And then go back in here. And we can manipulate the other things as we go. So you can manipulate all this stuff. I'm not going to show you on video because now you have the gist of how to go in and manipulate all these components, bar skins and cells and all that stuff, and set the text. Okay, let's press Control Enter to take a quick look. You can see now we have a nice black scroll bar. And I'm going to change it to not have that bright white on the over effect. But you can see what I'm shooting for now, and you can do the same similar thing. I'm going to adjust all of the colors that I want, and then I'll resume. Okay, I'm pretty happy with this. Push Control Enter, I'll show you. So this is what I have. I adjusted the up and down arrow buttons, and I'm going to do a few more tweaks on it. But you can see how I made everything. Took it from its original gray and white to more of a black and chrome and dark blue effects. All right, let's go back into whole player movie clip. Let's just go into scene one so we can get a normal view of our stage again. Double click into the whole player, and there's the list component. Okay, so let's take another quick look at the code we have going so far. This little example here will be, we'll get rid of this, but we're going to keep this formatting. And the next, in part two, I'm going to show you how to get the, we're going to take a look at the XML file and how simple that is to adjust for anybody. And we'll also go into bringing that XML file into Flash, parsing all that data and putting it all into this scroll, each song that you want to add to the XML file. And what'll happen is song 1 will be playing by default when the application opens. We're going to program it to be playing song 1 by default, and each subsequent song that gets clicked upon is going to make that song stop and the new one start playing. So look forward to part 2 when we'll have we won't get to where it's an actual finished player yet in part 2, but we're going to load the XML and understand all of that, parsing it and setting up these list items through the external XML.